Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We urge all voters to defeat the proposed constitutional amendment question that will be on the November ballot. If enacted, this amendment would end our state's flat income tax and will roll into place a progressive income tax. But we believe there is nothing fair about a progressive tax. A tax that shifts the state's financial burdens onto the most successful businessmen, men, and women. Vote no on the constitutional amendment to keep our state's income tax flat and fair. Illinois' current non-graduated or flat income tax of 4.95% fairly applies the same tax rate to everyone in the state. Compare that to the proposed progressive tax. If the amendment is approved by voters in November, a progressive income tax rate structure, already agreed to by lawmakers, would take effect. This progressive income tax structure divides Illinoisans into categories based on their level of income, and as income levels get progressively higher, so do the tax rates. Under this progressive income tax structure, the tax rates start at 4.75% and go all the way up to 7.99%. Since the 1970s, Illinois' Constitution has ensured that all Illinoisans equally pay the same income tax rate. This means if the tax rate increases for one person, it increases for all. This is fair. But under the progressive income tax, lawmakers can pick and choose whose taxes they raise. With a single bill, state lawmakers can adjust these income categories and raise the tax rates on any and all of us. Illinois Farm Bureau policy states clear support for a flat tax. This policy, which has been vetted by our members, believes the flat tax is a fair way to tax the citizens of Illinois. A flat tax applies the same tax rate to everyone, no matter their income level. If the constitutional amendment is approved in November, lawmakers will impose varying tax rates based on how successful you are as an individual or as a corporation. Let's keep Illinois' income tax fair. Vote no on the proposed constitutional amendment in November. When the U.S. government announced its decision to suspend visa processing in Mexico starting March 18th to combat the spread of the coronavirus, growers around the country immediately expressed concerns that the action could have a major impact on agriculture and our food supply down the road. The concern, of course, was due to the vital role that H-2A workers play in U.S. agriculture, especially in the fruit and vegetable sectors. While U.S. growers recruit skilled agricultural workers from around the world, more than 90% of H-2A workers come from Mexico, so worries that workers from Mexico would not be admitted were especially acute. In response to these concerns, the administration provided several flexibilities to the H-2A program, which largely allowed it to continue without significant disruption. Understandably, however, these flexibilities were not instantaneous, resulting in some delays. There has been a lot of interest as to whether the uncertainties and delays would have a negative impact on the number of H-2A applications or the number of H-2A positions certified in the third quarter. The H-2A program operates on a fiscal year basis, covering the time frame of April 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2020. New data from the Department of Labor answers those questions with a resounding no. USDA's latest cattle on feed report, released August 21st, shows the number of animals on feed has moderately increased from 2019. The report provides monthly estimates of the number of cattle being fed for slaughter. Overall, with plenty of animals in the pipeline for processing in the future, the August cattle on feed report is considered relatively bearish. However, the impacts of the processing disruptions in the early days of the pandemic are still reverberating, contributing to market uncertainty. Regardless of all the uncertainty 2020 has brought, the agriculture world kept moving forward as expected. Seeds got planted, and now harvest is very near. To assist your harvest season, the Illinois Department of Transportation will have the Illinois Harvest Permit, or IHP, available starting September 1st through December 31st. Obtaining an IHP allows trucks hauling agricultural commodities to exceed their gross axle and registered weights by up to 10%. To obtain the permit, commodity haulers must apply to each road jurisdiction whose routes they plan to travel. Where your route crosses several road jurisdictions, you will need several permits, one for each jurisdiction. For state routes, the permit is only available online from the Illinois Department of Transportation's ITAP website. A route authorization is also required to be carried along with the state's permit. This authorization prescribes the route of travel and ensures there are no weight limit postings along that route. The route authorization is obtained on the ITAP website and must be updated at least every 14 days. The permit, route authorization, and form OPER993 must be carried in the truck either on paper or electronically. Before beginning each move, all state routes must be checked via the www.gettingaroundillinois.com website or ITAP's route authorization page to verify that there are no closures or postings on the route. The IHP from IDOT only allows travel on state routes. It does not cover travel on interstates or local routes. Local jurisdictions may issue a harvest season permit for their road systems, but are not required to. They also have the option to waive the requirement to carry a permit and designate, in writing, that they allow the overweight loads to be carried on all their systems. None of these permits allow a vehicle to exceed a road weight posting. All road and bridge postings still apply. For more details, visit IFB's Harvest Permit website and IDOT's ITAP. The Illinois Farm Bureau's Board of Directors met last week and agreed to hold this year's annual meeting virtually on December 5th. The change was made with the safety of members and staff in mind, as well as the state's Phase 4 guidelines, which limits gatherings to 50 people. IFB President Richard Giebert said that we would rather meet in person, but given the circumstances, this is the right approach. He is confident we can use the virtual format to effectively handle the business of Illinois Farm Bureau. The agenda, still in the works, will include a business meeting as well as a speech by Giebert. Delegates will also review and approve policy. Further details will be released as they are known. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.